two Palestinians, armed with guns and grenades, attacked an Israeli army post outside the Gaza Strip early today. Four soldiers were killed. The Hamas faction has claimed responsibility for the attack. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
The three-week lull in Palestinian attacks ended before dawn today as Palestinians cut through the fence separating the southern Gaza Strip from Israel. Two assailants, armed with hand grenades, explosives, and assault rifles, opened fire on an army post about 150 yards inside Israeli territory. Four soldiers, all of them Bedouin members of the Israeli Defense Force, were killed, and two more wounded before the attackers were killed by return fire. Later in the day, Israeli troops destroyed two Palestinian police posts near the site of the shooting. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon convened his security cabinet to discuss what Israel Radio said would be a harsh response within 24 hours. Government spokesman Ari Merkel said the fact that Hamas members apparently carried out the attack doesn't alter the responsibility of Yasser Arafat and the Palestinian Authority.
They're still actively trying to kill Israeli civilians and Israeli soldiers. The Palestinian Authority apparently has chosen not to join that side in the world that is fighting terror.
A Hamas leader in the West Bank said the attack signals the end of the militant faction's self-imposed suspension of violence. A statement released by the group said their ceasefire had resulted in no benefit to the Palestinian people as Israel continued its aggression. A similar point was made by Palestinian human rights activist Mustafa Barghouti, who said since late last month, Israel had killed 21 Palestinians, many of them civilians.
There was violation of the ceasefire, and Palestinians have provided 3 weeks of calm, not only 1 week, as Mr. Sharon wanted. But Mr. Sharon is the one who was provoking reaction. He did not want to proceed with the peace process. He did not want to proceed with Mitchell plan, because he knows if he starts implementing Mitchell plan, his government will collapse.
Today's attack, along with Israel's seizure of 50 tons of weapons it says were being smuggled into the Palestinian territories, cast a pall over hopes for a ceasefire. The Hamas attack brought renewed charges from Sharon that despite the recent period of calm, Arafat has done little to permanently disarm the militant factions. And Israel is still trumpeting the seizure of the arms aboard the vessel Karine A as proof that Arafat has not given up terror as a weapon. The Palestinian Authority denies any connection with the ship, but says it's investigating the incident. U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni is scheduled to come back to the region later this month, but analysts are now questioning whether there's any point in his returning that soon. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.